This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. The count is in, and Ohio has come up short. The U.S. Census Bureau released a preliminary headcount for all 50 states this week, and while Ohio did see a modest gain in population, it wasn't enough to keep pace with other parts of the country seeing more dynamic growth. The results, as was expected by many, Ohio is going to lose one House seat in Congress in the 2022 reapportionment. Joining us to talk about the impact it's going to have on the state and Ohio's remaining congressional districts is Jen Miller, Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio. Jen, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
The loss of the seat really isn't a surprise. So what are the ramifications for Ohio?
Well, it means that we'll be sending one less individual to represent our state to Congress in Washington, D.C. But I think it also just reminds us how important map making is. So this is a big year for Ohio. In 2018, Ohio voters passed some reforms on the ballot by 75% of voters in all 88 counties, reforms that would improve the way we make congressional maps. And I think this will be really interesting how map makers navigate the loss of a seat, but also uphold the letter and spirit of those reforms, which require more bipartisanship, transparency, public participation.
As you mentioned, Ohio is going to have a whole new process for how it draws congressional districts this time around. It's an outgrowth of the dissatisfaction over the secretive way the districts were gerrymandered a decade ago. How optimistic are you about these reforms to the process actually working this time around and making Ohio's districts more representative?
You know, Ohioans want fair maps. Ohioans understand that the current congressional maps do not work for us, that lawmakers are guaranteed their seats and therefore do not listen to the needs of their constituents and instead can serve the needs of their biggest donors or biggest interest groups in D.C. And so we understand that as Ohioans across the board, from Lake Erie to the Ohio River, Republicans, Democrats, young and old, have wanted a new process. But it took the people of Ohio really raising our voices to get those reforms passed. And Ohioans are going to have to weigh in on this process and really hold mapmakers accountable to the letter and spirit of those reforms.
Does the loss of the one seat, does it complicate the work that's going to be done? We've seen some dominoes falling already. Congressman Tim Ryan announcing that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Rob Portman. He's had his eyes on a larger stage, certainly for a while, but there is a lot of speculation that one of the seats that could go, the one seat that could go, would be his district.
So this is interesting. We at League don't care where the seat is cut. What we care about is that the map is fair for every Ohio voter. And so I will say this, in years past, having a population loss and a loss of congressional seats has been used as an excuse to rig the map in a way that, you know, the parties get to pick their voters rather than the other way around. And so I do hope that it's not used as an excuse for what we call racial or partisan gerrymandering, but instead just becomes part of the collaborative conversation about how the map should be drawn so that all Ohioans are fairly represented.
The League of Women Voters is calling for days of action this week across the country when it comes to redistricting. What exactly is the action that you want to see from people this week?
So all across the country, League of Women Voters, local leagues and state leagues are doing various events. So media interviews like this or actions like calling your lawmakers. We want everyone to call their lawmakers and remind them that we want fair maps. There are programs this week in Kent and Columbus and Cleveland and all over the state. So check out your local league and see if they have a program about redistricting. Bottom line is that these maps are supposed to be designed to represent the people. And that's what League wants. We want all people to be joining in the process of map making. And so that's what our actions are this week.
Jen Miller is the Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio. Jen, again, a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.